Derek saw you a few minutes later in school, and he did not say anything about your pants being wet or muddy.
I guess I must have been standing then.
All right, standing. So, you're standing over him, looking down at him. What next?
Like I said, I kind of rolled him over to check on him.
Did you say anything to him first?
I don't think so.
You see a classmate lying face down, unconscious, and you just flip him over without a word?
No, I mean, maybe I said something. I'm not completely sure.
When you were standing over Ben at the bottom of the slope, did you see any evidence of a crime then?
No.
There was a long smear of blood going all the way down the hill from Ben's wounds. You didn't notice it?
No, I mean, I was like freaking out, you know?
Freaking out how? What does that mean exactly?
I don't know, just like panicking.
Panicking why? You said you didn't know what happened. You did not think there'd been a crime. You thought it might be an accident.
I know, but this kid was just lying there. It was just a freaky situation.
When Derek saw you just a few minutes later, you weren't freaking out.
No, I was. I just didn't show it. I was freaking out on the inside.
All right. So you're standing over the body. Ben is already dead. He's bled out from 3 wounds in his chest, and there's a trail of blood leading down the hill to the body, but you didn't see any blood, and you didn't have any idea what happened. And you're freaking out, but only on the inside. What next?
It sounds like you don't believe me.
Jacob, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter if I believe you. I'm your lawyer, not your mom or dad.
Yeah, but still, I don't really appreciate how you're making it sound. This is my story, okay, and you're making it sound like I'm lying.
Lori, who had not spoken throughout this entire meeting, said,
"Please stop, Jonathan. I'm sorry, just please stop. You've made your point."
Jonathan was brought up short, chastened. "All right, Jacob. Your mother's right. Maybe we'd better stop right here. I don't mean to upset you, but I want you to think about something. This whole story of yours might have sounded good when you told it in your head, when you were alone in your room, but things tend to sound different under cross-examination. And I promise you, what we're doing here is a walk in the park next to what Neil LaJudas will do to you if you take the stand. I'm on your side. LaJudas isn't. I'm also a nice guy. LaJudas, well, he has a job to do. Now, I think what you're about to tell me is that, faced with this body lying face down with blood flooding out of 3 gaping chest wounds, you somehow managed to stick your arm underneath the body so that you could leave a single thumbprint inside Ben's sweatshirt. Yet when you pulled your arm out again, there was not a trace of blood on it, so that when you showed up at school a few minutes later, no one thought anything was amiss. Now, if you were a juror, what would you think about that story?
But it's true. Not the details. You messed me up on the details. He wasn't lying, like, totally face down, and it wasn't like blood was gushing all over. It just wasn't like that. That's just you, you know, playing games. I'm telling the truth.
Jacob, I'm sorry I upset you, but I am not playing games.
I swear to God, it's the truth.
Okay, I understand.
No, you're calling me a liar.